Good morning. Today's daf is Arachan daf Yodalad. We left off with the Mishnah on toward the top of Yodalad Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer for his continued sponsorship of the shiur and his remarkable support of our shul. So thank you very, very much. Yesterday we began the third parak in the Masechta, which introduced us to the theme of circumstances where the Torah imposes a set value on something or a set amount on something. And we had made an observation that set amount could wind up being either a kula or a chumra, depending on the subject of the thing that has the compensation level set. So, for example, yesterday we started off by saying that by arachin, where you owe, if a person says Arki Alai, he owes a specific amount of money, and it's a fixed sum of money, depending on how old he is, what his gender is, regardless of what his value would be on the free market as a slave. And therefore, if you have a guy whose value as a slave would be very, very high, nevertheless, all he has to give, if he pledges his Erech, and he's within the sweet spot, and he's a male, then he's got to give only 50 shekel. Or if she's a woman, she's got to give only 30 shekel. The flip side is, though, sometimes arachin could be a chumra, because if, for example, you have somebody who as a slave would be worth very, very little because they're really useless, and they pledge their erech value, so notwithstanding the fact that as a slave, if the person said dummy alai or demei ishploni alai, he would have to give only a very little amount of money, because he says erchi alai, he has to give, again, that fixed amount of money, regardless of the underlying market value of the person. The Mishnah had introduced us to a couple of other examples of kula and chumra, and one of them was by Sedei Achuza. So by Sedei Achuza, the Torah says that when you redeem a Sedei Achuza, which is a field that's inherited as opposed to a field that comes into your family via a purchase and sale transaction. So if you have a Sedei Achuza, a field that was inherited in your family from the time of the Chalukas Haaretz, and you either sell the field to somebody else, or if you're Makdish the field, the Torah says that when you come to redeem the field, you don't pay the person who's now holding the field, be that Hektish or the buyer, an amount equal to the market value of the field. You don't have to redeem it at market value. Rather, it's a fixed sum of money, and by the Sedei Achuza, it's a zera chomer sorim b'chamisha shekel kasef. Each part of land, each spot, each place of land that is fit for a zera chomer sorim to sow to plant a chomer of sorim, it has to be redeemed for the sum of chamishim shekel kesef. And then we'll see in the Gemara that chamishim shekel kesef is not a fixed sum of money, and we'll deal with this much later in the Masechta as well. The chamishim shekel kesef is, let's say, for example, if you sell the field, the din by Sedei Achuza, we should just mention, is that a Sedei Achuza goes back to the original owner by Yovel. So no sale of a Sedei Achuza is a permanent sale. So therefore, when we say that the owner of the Sedei Achuza has to pay the Beis Zera Chomer Sorim L'Chamishim Shekel Kesef in order to redeem the Sedei Achuza, it's not always that he has to pay the 50 Shekel Kesef. That 50 Shekel Kesef will be reduced ratably depending on how many years remain between Yovel and between the time of redemption and the time of Yovel. Because the guy, the buyer, Hektish, has to give the field back for Yovel anyway. So for example, if you redeem it 2 years before Yovel, it's not fair to the guy that he's going to have to pay $50 in order to redeem his field, because the purchaser only would be able to hold the field for another 2 additional years. But the general takana, we'll expound on this in the Gemara, is that by Sedei Achuza, the redemption price is a fixed sum. So the Gemara is going to explain. Now, sometimes that could wind up being a kula, sometimes that could wind up being a chumra. We're going to talk about what happens if you're a makdish, a Sedei Achuza, and there are trees in the middle of the Sedei Achuza. Do we say that when you are poda the Sedei Achuza for the sum of bezera chomer saorim lechamishim shekel kesef, does that include the trees? Do you have to redeem the trees separately at their market value? Maybe it depends on how many trees you were makdish in addition to the Sedei Achuza. So we'll see all that in the Gemara. And then towards the bottom of Yadalim Amud Beis, the Gemara, we're going to have a couple of more Mishnayos, and the Mishnayos are going to expound on some of the things that we alluded to in yesterday's Mishnah, where, again, I think we said, we spoke about at the end of the Mishnah, we talked about a sharamua that kills an eved, that there's a fixed sum of money that the owner of the sharamua has to pay. And then maybe we'll get to the last Mishnah on the Amud, which is about onus and mafata, that if a person seduces or violates a young lady, then there's a set amount that he has to pay. And again, explaining how each of these could wind up being either a kula or could wind up being a chumrah, depending on the circumstances. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the top, or towards the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, B'stei Achuza Elahakel Ulahachmer. By Stei Achuza, the fixed amount of redemption can be either a kula or a chumrah. Keitzad, Echad Amakdesh B'cholos Amachos, because whether you are Makdesh a field at the perimeter of the city. So what does it mean, cholos amachos? So Rashi says either it means around the perimeter of the city, like we explained, and it's not a very good place for planting. Why? Because around the perimeter of the city, there's a lot of foot traffic. And so a lot of people are trampling on the field, meaning it's not going to be a very good place for plowing. And then Rashi also says, Lashanachar Mochos Zeshem Makom Shlo Yostosav Chashuv. Maybe it doesn't simply mean around the perimeter of any city, maybe it's referring to a specific place. Regardless, that place is a place where the fields are not very high quality, and therefore they're not very conducive to planting and growing produce. The Shita Mekubetzes explains in a similar vein. He says that cholas hamachos is from the lashon of chol. Chol in Hebrew means sand. So in other words, instead of being very good dirt that's conducive to growing, it's more like sand, which is not very conducive to growing vegetation, obviously. But the point is that whether you're makdish a field in cholas hamachos, so let's go with Rashi's first interpretation. The perimeter of the city, it's very low quality. Or if a person is makdish a field that sits in the vineyards of Sabsati, and Rashi points out that the krumim in that place, the vineyards in that place, were very, very high quality. So no sain zera chomer so'orim chamishim shekel kesef. So if he wants to redeem the field, he has to give the set amount of 50 shekel kesef for each base zera chomer so'orim, for each base kur of karka. So Rashi explains over here as well, no sain who gives it. So Rashi says, mishapodosam bein bailam bein adam acher, the base zera chomer so'orim chamishim shekel kesef. Whether it's the owner of the field who comes to redeem it from Hekdesh, or whether it's a third party who comes to redeem it from Hekdesh, they still have to give the same fixed amount. Imtchilas ayovel haya. That, in other words, if you're Makdish the field in year one of the Yovel cycle, and then you immediately want to redeem it, that's when you have to pay Hekdesh 50 shekel kesa for each bezer achomer sorim. Vimlo megarei alafi ashanim sha'avru selopundyan l'shana k'dichsev kra. Or if not, if you're redeeming it somewhere in the middle of the Yovel cycle, then you deduct ratably for each year that has passed, because in any event, Hekdesh would only have the schus of owning the field up until the Yovel. And the calculation works out that if it's 50 shekel kesef for each bezer achomer so'orim, then the deduction, the amount that you reduce redemption price each year, is a selah and a pundion. Much later in the Masechta, we're going to get to why exactly do you have to reduce the price by a selah and a pundion if there were 50 years in the Yovel cycle and the set redemption value is 50. So 50 into 50 should be 1. It shouldn't be 1 plus a little remainder. A pundion is 1/49th of a selah, but we'll get to that much later in the Masechta. Already we saw there was a Shita Rav Yehuda that we saw a couple of days ago that maybe Shnas Yovel is Ola Lakan or Lakan. So instead of a 50-year cycle, really it's a 49-year cycle. And that's why perhaps there's the selah pundion for each year. But regardless, Rashi points out that the set price for redemption, 50 shekel kesef, doesn't always mean that you have to give 50. You give 50 if there's a maximum amount of time remaining till Yovel. If there's less time remaining till Yovel, you reduce the redemption price accordingly. But that's only by Estei Achuza. Continues the Mishnah, Ubistei Mikneh. However, by Estei Mikneh, which is a field that came into ownership of via purchase, it's not a Estei Achuza, it's not a field that's inherited from the time of a Chalukah Sa'aretz. No Sena Shavya, by Estei Mikneh, you have to give its market value. If you are Makdash it, or if you sell it, then you want to redeem it, you have to give its market value. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Stei Mikneh Vechad Stei Achuzah. Note that both by a Stei Mikneh and a Stei Achuzah, the fixed amount is Chamishim Shekel Kesef Lebei Zerah Chomer Sorim. So in that case, says the Mishnah, Ma Bein Stei Achuzah L'Stei Mikneh. In that case, what's the difference between a Stei Achuzah and a Stei Mikneh? It turns out that no matter what kind of field, you have to redeem it for 50 Shekel Kesef for each Bei Zerah Chomer Sorim. So the Mishnah concludes, Shebe Stei Achuzah Unosein Chomesh, Shebe Stei Mikneh Inanosein Chomesh. However, the difference is, by a Stei Achuzah, in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesef for Bei Zerah Chomer Sorim, if the owner is the one who's being pulled to the field, he has to add a fifth on top of the redemption price. However, by a stay a mikneh, he does not have to add the fifth on top of the redemption price. We should just mention that the fifth that we're talking about here is, as typical in the Gemara, it's what's called a chomesh milavar. It's called a fifth from on top. So it's not what we would consider. If you have a field worth 100, we would consider a fifth 20. Because 20 is 1/5 of 100. In the Gemara's language, a fifth is 25, meaning that if you take the amount that you're adding and add it to the principal, that amount that you've added is 1/5 of the total. So if you take 25 and add it to 100, that's 125, so it's 25 into 125 is a fifth. And so the fifth that we're talking about here is not 20%, really, it's what we would call 25%. Okay, so thus concludes the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Hikdish Sode Malei Nilanos. If you are Makdish, a field that happens to be full of trees, Kishu Podan, when you're Poda the field, Poda Ilanos Peshavyan, you are Poda the trees for their market value, Bechozer Poda Karka Bezerah Chomer Sorim Bechamishim Shekel Kesef. And then you have to redeem the ground separately, and the field you are Poda at the set value of Chamishim Shekel Kesef for each Bezerah Chomer Sorim. Alma Kasover Avuna, so it's obvious that what Avuna says is Oda Makdish Ba'ayin Yafe Makdish. That when a person is Makdish, he's Makdish Ba'ayin Yafe. What's Ayin Yafe? Ayin Yafe is the way that gives Hekdish the most money. So when a person is Makdish a field, a Stei Achuzah, and he's Makdish the trees in the Stei Achuzah, there are two ways that he could think about this in his own thought process. Either he could think that he's being Makdish the field with everything that's in it, and therefore he's makdish the trees in addition to the field, and therefore when he's poda it, since he was makdish it all as one unit, in order to be poda it, all he has to do is give chamishim shekel kesef for each bezerah chomer sorim, both with respect to the field and with respect to the trees. Or if the guy wanted to make sure that hekdish got the most, he could be makdish the field, and then separately he could be makdish the trees. Why is that giving Hekdesh more? Because the field, he's poda for Bezerah, Chomer, Sorim, Lechamishim, Shekel, Kesef. The trees, because he was makdish them separately, he can't be poda them agav the sadeh. He has to be poda them separately, and he has to be poda the trees for their market value. And that gives Hekdesh, obviously, a lot more money. Good. So it says the Gemara now, Akasha. So Eisvei, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. But what we had said was that whether the person is makdish the field in the cholas hamachos, in the perimeter of the city, or if a person is makdish in the pardios sabsati. What are pardios sabsati? They're vineyards. What are in vineyards? Vineyards are ground, they're earth that has trees on it. And what did the Mishnah say? That if you're makdish a field in the pardesos sabsati, then you are podeh everything for base zerah chomer sorin lechamishim shekel kesef. So isn't it obvious that when you say that you're paying the $50 for each piece of land, the $50 is not only the redemption of the land, it's a redemption of the land plus the trees. Otherwise, what are you telling me? That if I'm makdish a field in the vineyard, then I have to give $50. That's not true. I would have to give 50 plus the market value of the tree. From the fact that the Mishnah said I only give 50, doesn't it appear that when we say 50, 50 is good to be poda not only the ground, but also the trees on the ground, also the trees that are growing in the field. So says the Gemara, so what we saw in the Mishnah was, whether you're makdish in the inferior land or in the vineyard, no same bezerah chomer sorim mechamishim shekel kesef. So isn't it a raya that the trees are nifteh agav the karka, and you don't have to pay market value for the trees. Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, Ruyi Lepartisos Kamina. Now, I don't mean to say they are actually Maktish a vineyard, because true, you're right. If I was Maktish a vineyard, I couldn't be poda everything for a total of $50, because I could be poda the land for $50, Mamela. The trees, I would have to be poda them separately. LMI, what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says that I'm Maktish a vineyard? It means I'm Maktish land that's so arid, it's so good, it's so superior that it's fit to plant a vineyard on it. That's what it means. Now the Gemara asks again, Esvei, Bezera, it says Bezera, Ainli Ela Bezera. I only know a field that could be planted with produce, with saorim. Stei gafanim, v'stei kanim, v'stei ilanos. How about other types of fields that are fit for growing other types of trees, whether it's a vineyard or a field of trees? Minayin, how do we know that that's included? Tamalomar, sadeh mikol makom. Tamalomar, says the Gemara, it says sadeh mikol makom. So, isn't it apparent that when we're saying sodem ikol makom, it means that no matter what is growing in the field, you are podet for the total of chamishim shekel kesef for each bezera chomer saorim? Says the Gemara, no raya. Amar le achinami poda chozer poda. We might also be talking about a case where you have to be poda chozer poda, meaning, what are you being poda for the total of 50 shekel for each bezera chomer saorim? That's only the land. But the trees that are growing in the field in a chenami, maybe you have to add and be poda those at fair market value. Says the Gemara now as follows. Esfei, we're going to ask again. Hiktish shlosha ilonos, if you are maktish three trees, mematea asara labesa, that are in a planting of 10 trees per base saw, hareze hiktish asarkarka ves ilano shebeneyem. So if a person is maktish three trees that are dispersed but not very dispersed, and that the rule is that when a person is maktish those trees, he's deemed to be maktish the land under those trees as well as any trees that are in between where those three around the perimeter are planted. And therefore, keshu poda, and therefore when he's poda them, poda beis zerach chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef, he is poda whatever he was maktish, is the mashmos, he's poda whatever he was maktish, for a total of 50 shekel kesef for each beis zerach chomer saorim. Okay, because the trees, he's maktish the land along with the trees, and therefore the mashmos is he's poda everything that he was maktish, both the land and the trees, for 50 shekel kesef flat rate pidyon. Pachos mikan, oh yes, Ralkain. However, if the trees were planted closer together, or they were planted further apart, and he's maktish the trees, then the halacha is, or if he was maktish the trees separately from the land, then what's the halacha? Hareze lo ikdish lo es hakarka. Then he did not intend to be maktish the karka, velo es ilano shebeneyem, nor the trees in between these three trees that he specified. Velo, oh, not only that, elafilu ikdish ilonosav, even if he was maktish his trees, v'acharka chiktish hakarka, and after he was maktish his trees, then he's maktish the karka, sikshu podeh, podeh silonos peshavyan, when he's podeh, he has to redeem the trees for their fair market value, v'chozer podeh karka bezerach omer sorim v'chamishim shekel kesef, and then he redeems the land for the fixed sum of 50 shekel kesef for each bezerach omer sorim. But the kasha is going to be that in the beginning of this brisa that we cited, in the first wide line, it said that when you're maktish a number of trees that are planted just so that you're including the land along with the hektish, how are you podeh? You're podeh for a flat sum of chamishim shekel kesef for each bezerach chomer saorim. Isn't that mashma, that $50 redemption price includes not only the land, but it also includes the trees? And says the Gemara, here's the clincher, v'chitema chanami poder chozer podeh, and if you want to say, oh, and the resha, that part that we just cited, the part of the brisa that was on the first wide line, it also meant chozer podeh, chozer podeh, it also meant that you redeem the karka for 50 shekel for each base erach omer sorim, but the trees you have to redeem separately. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Why? Amid the seifa poder chozer podeh, because the seifa of the brisa, the part that we just read, is a case when you are makdish the ilanos and then you're makdish the karka. We said in that circumstance you are poda uchozar upoda. You have to redeem the tree separately and you redeem the land separately. Mechlal de reisha lo. It's mechlal that in the reisha where we talk about redeeming for $50, we're not talking about chozer poda. We're talking about one pidyon, $50, because that's what you're redeeming the land and the trees for. Says the Gemara, Elahamani Reb Shimini. Ah, because this brisa is going like Rav Shimon. And before we said that we were talking about Rav Huna, who says that a person who's makdish is makdish bayin yafeh. Rav Shimon holds them are makdish bayin raw makdish. Rav Shimon holds that if a person is makdish, he's makdish bayin raw. Again, what would be ayin raw from Hektish's perspective? Ayin raw would be if you intended to be makdish the trees along with the field. That way, when you're poda the field, you get the trees for the fixed redemption price. Ayin yafeh would mean if you intended to do it separately, therefore you would have to pay separately for the trees. This brisa says, like Reb Shimon, who says that if a person is makdish ba'ayin ra. D'tanya, as we learn in the following brisa, hamakdish es hasadeh hikdish es kula. If a person is makdish a field, he's makdish everything in the field. Reb Shimon omer lo hikdish el achorav amurka v'sodan hashikma. No, he's only makdish a grafted carob tree and a cut sycamore tree. Because Reb Shimon holds that when a person is makdish a field, he lav dafka means to give everything in the field. He means to give only certain like major things in the field, but not everything that's in the field necessarily. Says the Gemara, I Reb Shimon, Ema Seifa. But says the Gemara, if it's Rav Shimon, look at the Seifa. V'lo od, ela afilu hiktish ilanosav, v'yachaka hiktish karka, kishu poda, poda silanos b'shavien, v'chazer poda be'zerach chomer sorim b'chamishm shekel kesef. Now, but what we had said at the end was, at the end of this brisa that we had been quoting, was that if you're poda, if you're makdish the trees, and then you're makdish the field, then everybody agrees that the trees cannot be nifteh along with the field, and therefore what do? You redeem the trees at their market value, and then you're going to redeem the field at the fixed pidyon sum. But says the Gemara, if this is really Reb Shimon, vi Reb Shimon, lezel basar pidyon, velifriku agav arayu. So let's follow the time of pidyon, and let's say that what you intended to do was you intended to redeem the trees agav karka. How could you redeem the trees agav karka when you were makdish them, you were first makdish the trees, and then you were makdish the field? So how could it be that when you're podeh, you mean to be podeh everything together, if after all you were makdish them separately? So the reason is because Rav Shimon holds that we follow the Shas Pidyon. In other words, we don't care whether the Hektish took place simultaneously or whether the Hektish took place sequentially. Even if the Hektish took place one after the other, so first you were makdish the trees, then you were makdish the field, Rav Shimon follows the Shas Pidyon, and as long as by the Shas Pidyon everything was together, you could be poda everything together. But if the brisa is like Rav Shimon, why is there ever a case where you have to be poda the trees separately from the karka? Says the Gemara, now how do we know that you follow the Shas Pidyon? The Tanya, minayin lelokeach sada me'aviv. Here we're going to have a strange case. We're going to set up a case in the Gemara where it's going to be like a hybrid of a stei achuza and a stei mikneh. So again, a stei achuza is a field that you inherit from your father, who inherited from his father, so it's an inheritance. And a stei mikneh is a field that you bought. So the Gemara now introduces the following case. The Tanya, minayin lelokeach sada me'aviv. What if you buy a field from your father, so you didn't inherit it, you bought it, v'ikdisha, and then you're makdish it, v'yachakach meis aviv, and after that, the father dies. So it would have come to you through inheritance. The problem is, you bought it first. So you bought it, you were makdish it before you inherited it, but then you inherited it. So minayin shetei lefanav kastei achuza. How do we know that for pidyon purposes, if you ever want to be poda this field, we're going to treat it like a stei achuza? Tamalomar im es dei miknaso asher lo mistei achuza so. So de sheina ruya lio stei achuza, yotza zazu sheruya lio stei achuza. What type of field is a stei mikneh? A field which is never roi to be a stei achuza. However, a field which is roi to be a stei achuza, that doesn't have the din of a stei mikneh. this field is roi to be a steachuza. Because if the guy wouldn't have jumped the gun, if he wouldn't have jumped the gun and he wouldn't have purchased it from his father, had he waited long enough, it would have come to him as a steachuza. Therefore, this field has the din of a steachuza, divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say. And what we're going to try to say in the Gemara is the reason that we hold of this field to be like a steachuza is because we follow the status at the time of Pidyon. And at the time of Pidyon, the father already died. So at the time of Pidyon, the father already died, it would have been a steachuza. If you follow the time of Hektish, it wasn't yet a steachuza. And the guy yet bought it. He didn't inherit it. But Rav Shimon, we're going to try to prove, holds, that we follow the time of Pidyon. Rav Meir Omer, however, Rav Meir says, no, minayin lelokeach sodem me'aviv, how do we know that if you buy a field from your father, umesaviv, and then the father dies, so now it's inherited, the achar kachek disha, and now you're makdish it after it was literally a steachuza, minayin shetei lefanav kesteachuza, how do we know that it's considered to be a steachuza, turning over to Yodal and Mabez, tamalomar im este miknaso, asher lo misteachuza so, so de she'eno steachuza, yotzazu she'i steachuza, ah, so this field is redeemed like a steachuza. You know why? Because it was a steachuza at the time that you were makdashit. If it would not have been a steachuza at the time you were makdashit, because let's say you were makdashit before the father died, then it wouldn't be considered to be a steachuza. Because Rav Meir says, it's literally, either it's a steachuza or it's not. We don't think whether it's roi to be a steachuza. Roi to be a steachuza doesn't mean anything. So says the Gemara, Ilu l'Rav Yehuda l'Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, afilu ektisha v'achar kach meis av, even if you were makdashid and then the father died, steachuza avi, it's considered to be a steachuza. My taima imishum kra, if it's because they darshan the pasuk kra klugrameiru dasa. There's no hechrich to darshan the pasuk. That's stay mikna so asher lo misteachuza so means the only type of stay mikna, the only type of soda that's considered to be a stay mikna is a field that's not roy to be a steachuza, because they can interpret the pasuk like Rav Meir, and Rav Meir says im stay mikna so asher lo misteachuza so means a soda that is not a steachuza, not a soda that's not roy to be a steachuza. So there are two ways to darshan the pasuk. Elala mishum dazal basar pidyon. Here's the clincher. Isn't it because Rav Shimon follows the time of Pidyon? And so long as at the time of Pidyon it is a steachuza, because the father already died at the time of Pidyon, it's going to have a din of a steachuza, even though at the time of Hektish it was not yet a steachuza. So isn't this like Rav Meir who holds basar Pidyon? Samar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Krash Kachu Bedarshu. No, they're darshaning the pasuk. There's no raya that Rav Shimon necessarily follows the time of Pidyon. Says the Gemara, and what's the drasha in the pasuk? Im kein lichto brachmana im estei miknaso asher lo achuza so. My mistay, why does it say stei miknaso asher lo mistay achuza so? It could have said asher lo achuza so. So deshena ruya lio stei achuza. From the extra word sada in the pasuk, it teaches me that what the pasuk is hinting to is that the only type of sada that's considered to be a stay mikne is a field that's not even roi to be a stay achuza. So the bottom line is, the way that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon know their halacha is because of the pasuk. There is no raya that Rav Shimon always holds that you follow the time of Pidyon. There is no raya at all, because over here by steachuza, there's a special drasha in the pasuk. All right, says the Gemara in Avaitar at the two dots, five lines up from the wide line. Summer of Papa, Hikdish Trushin Poda Bishavin. If you are Makdish stony plots of land that are not roy for Zriya at all, then you have to be opposed to them at fair market value. My taima, Bezerah Marachman Vani Labane Zriya Ninu, because the fixed redemption price is only by a base Zerah, Chomer Sorum, the Chamishim Shachlo Keset. It assumes that the field is fit for planting. This is not fit for planting, therefore it has to be redeemed at market value. Lo Golan, Lo Yotam Yovel. However, if you did not redeem it before Yovel, it still goes back to the original owner by Yovel. My time, why would it go back to the original owner by Yovel? Because this seems to be like a little bit of a contradiction. By telling me that I have to redeem it at fair market value, it's effectively telling me that it's not considered to be a steachuza, because a steachuza is redeemed at the fixed sum. By telling me, though, that it goes back to me by Yovel, we are treating it like a stay achuza. So it's a reason. It's because of the way we darsh in the psukim. There is no fixed redemption price, because the only thing that has a fixed redemption price is something that's fit for planting, because it says Beis Zera. However, it does come back by Yovel, my time, Sada Amarachmana Kaldu, because it also says in the Pasuk Sada, and therefore, no matter what it is, no matter what its qualities are, as long as it's a field that you're selling, it comes back to the Bailim on Yovel. Machar Trashim, if you sell Trashim, Nigol and Pachas Meshteshanim, it could be Nigol, it could be redeemed within 2 years, even though Rashi says, V'yafagav demokher karka lechabero im rashoi ligol achite shnei shanim biyad alokeh kedechsev bimispar shnei tvuos. Even though, ordinarily speaking, if a person sells a field to his friend, he's supposed to let his friend get 2 harvests out of the field. Over here, if you sell a stony plot of land to your friend, you're allowed to redeem it within 2 years. My time, why, says the Gemara in the first wide line, mispar shnei tvuos omar rachman of hai lab nei tvuan inu. Because the whole reason for leaving it in your friend's possession for 2 years is that he should get two yields out of the karka. However, he's not going to get 2 crops out of this. He's not going to get anything out of this karka. Therefore, you're allowed to redeem it right away. However, lo galon chazeres labailam biyovel. If you didn't redeem it, then it goes back to the bailam biyovel. My time. Why v'shav la'chuzah so amrachman of ainami achuzahi? Because it says in pasuk v'shav la'chuzah so. This is also an inherited piece of land, and therefore it goes back to the original owner on yovel. Hiktish ilanos. If you are maktish trees, poda b'shavyein, then you are poda them at fair market value. My time, why? Base zera amarachmana velo ilanos. Because the fixed redemption price applies only by base zera, by something that's planted with produce, not by trees. Logolon, what if you didn't redeem these trees that you sold before Yovel? Ain yotzen lekohanim biyovel. They don't go to the kohanim by Yovel. Why? Vayasada amarachmana velo ilanos. Because that din only applies by sadeh and not to ilanos. Machar ilanos, if you sold trees, ain egolam pachas meshteshanim, you have to let them sit in the buyer's domain for at least 2 years to get the 2 produces. My time, shnei tvuos amarachman of ani b'nei tvuos ninu, because the Torah says that you have to let the buyer get the benefit of at least 2 crops, and these trees do grow things, and therefore you have to give them the benefit of at least 2 yields from the tree. Logolan, if you didn't redeem them, ain chazeres labailam biyovel, they don't return to the Bailam by Yovel. My time of a shavla chuzah so marachmana velo ilanos, because the only thing that returns to the Bailam by Yovel is an achuza. What's an inheritance? An inheritance is land, it's not trees. So Amar Mar, Seiktish Ilanos Poda Bishavyan. So what do we say here? So the Bryce, the Gemara is picking up on one thing that the Bryce had said, that if you're Maktish the Ilanos, you redeem them at fair market value. Says the Gemara, Amai, Veliktish Agavarayu, Velifrika Agavarayu. Why? Why don't we say that you were Maktish them Agav the Karka, and therefore when you're Poda the trees, you don't have to be Poda the trees for the fair market value. Maybe you're Poda the trees Agav the Karka for the fixed price of Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Says the Gemara, V'chi tema ilonos iktish aralo iktish. And if you want to say, well, who says that you were maktish the karka? Maybe you were maktish the karka at all. V'amri nardoi, but the nardoi say, my demazvin, man demazvin le dikla lechavre. If a person sells a dekel tree to his friend, koni le mishipula vatoma, he is kone from the base of the tree all the way into the middle of the earth, into the tome. In other words, if a person sells a dekel tree, included in the dekel is the ground underneath the dekel tree. There's a machlokas in Masechet Baba Basra what this means. In other words, when you say that you're selling the ground under the tree, does it mean only for the time that the tree is standing? Or does it mean, and maybe the point is, that even after this tree dies, because you own the ground, you're now allowed to plant a new tree in the ground? So in other words, does it have to do with the Anikas HaKarka for this tree, or does it literally have to do with the fact that you own the ground? But regardless of how that machlokas comes out, the point is, we see that if a guy sells a tree, he by definition sells the ground underneath the tree. So when you're poda the tree, why would you ever have to be poda the tree for fair market value? Be poded agav the karka, and you should get away with paying only the $50 for a base zera chomer sorim. Says the Gemara, lav miyitmar Allah b'bab machmas taina. No, over there, the only reason why we say that the guy who sells the dekel tree to his friend sells the ground is because the lokeach is toein the mocher specified to me that he was selling the ground. Were it not for the fact that the lokeach has a taina that the mocher specified expressly that he was selling the karka, then the halacha would not be that the karka goes along with the tree. Okay, says the Gemara now, weiter. Tana Rabbana, b'michsas, it says the sum. So ma ba lelamed, so lefishin emar zerach chomer sorim, because it says zerach chomer sorim b'chamishim shekel kesef, yachol af sade mikne kein, I might think that even a sade mikne should be redeemed for this fixed price. Tamalomar b'michsas, it's only the steyachuza that's redeemed for this sum. Rav Elezer omer nemar kan v'chishev, v'nemar la'alon v'chishev. It says v'chishev twice. Ma la'alon davar kotzov, af kan davar kotzov. Also over here, it's a davar kotzov. Where does it say v'chishev? It says v'chishev by arachin, and it says v'chishev by the steyachuza. Just like the v'chishev by arachin is a davar kotzov, because we saw by arachin, regardless of what the person's fair market value would be, he only has to pay a specified sum, depending on what age bracket and gender he fits into. So to over here, by a steyachuza, it is a davar kotzav. It's a set amount. Ibailu, Rabbanan, islu gzereshava, umafkin le lechomesh, odilma, lesle gzereshava, velesle chomesh. So in other words, is this a real Gzeira Shava that we're going to learn the din of Steyachuza the Gzeira Shava that we were bringing earlier was not from Arachin, that's coming up in a couple of lines. The Gzeira Shava that we were learning earlier was from a Stey Mikneh. So the question is, are we going to import all of the Alachos from Steyachuza to Stey Mikneh or not? Odilma, less like Gzeira Shava, but less like Chomesh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mistabra, Lesle Gzeira Shava, Midigol Rachmana Chomesh, Kabeste Achuza. So it's mashma that only time the Bailam adds a Chomesh is when he's Poda Estay Achuza, not when he's Poda Estay Mikne. Why not? Because the Pasuk specifies Chomesh only in certain circumstances, only by Estay Achuza, the Gabe Maktish Beso. And also, when a person is maktish his house, havile shnei ksuvim abam keachod, in which case the din of chomesh is a din of shnei ksuvim abam keachod, meaning it's written twice. So the general halacha is when something is written once in the Torah, we assume that it applies everywhere because the Torah only has to tell us something once. However, when the Torah tells us something twice, then we assume that it only applies in the place where we learn it. Because if the Torah intended that it apply more broadly, it would have taught it to us only once. Why is it teaching it to us twice? It's because it only applies where it's taught. And that's what the Gemara is saying now. Now, Ulamandi Amar Melamdin, but there is a Mandi Amar who says that Shnei Ksuvim Abam Keechod, yes, Melamdin, and it's only when there are three Ksuvim Abam Keechod, a Melamdin. It's only when the Torah tells us halacha three times that we're not Melamed. So says the Gemara, Midigoli Rachman Achomesh B'maiser Behema Torah, Havile Tuva, because the Torah writes the Din of Chomesh by a bunch of places, by a lot of places, Ve'im Melamdin, and therefore we only learn the din of Chomesh in the place where it's written, not in other places. Tanya, kabatsi de Rava, velomi tamei. We have a raya like Rava, but not from his reason. Tanya, b'michsas ha'erkecha, hekishu ha'kasav la'arachin, ma'arachin, ein mosav Chomesh, af stei mikne, ein mosav Chomesh. So we're going to learn stei mikne, not from stei achuza. We're going to learn stei mikne from arachin. Just like by arachin, you don't add a Chomesh, so too by stei mikne, you don't add a Chomesh. It's only by a stei achuza that you add a Chomesh, not by a stei mikne. All right, let's learn one more Mishnah. B'shor ha'muad, she'imis is a eved la'akil al-achmer. By a shor ha'muad that kills an eved, there's a kula and a chumra. Ketzad, echad she'imis esano she'bavadim v'sachor she'bavadim, whether you kill the best eved or the worst eved, no sein shloshim sela. You have to give the fixed sum, the fixed fee of 30 sela. Hamis ben chorin, if the shor killed a ben chorin, no sin shavya. Then you have to give whatever the value of the ben chorin is. Chaval bazeh bazeh, if the shor did damage but didn't kill, no sin nezek shalem. Then you have to give nezek shalem. Rashi points out whether the person who was damaged is an eved or whether the person who was damaged is a ben choren, you would have to pay nezek shalem. Says the Gemara, b'muad in betam lo. So this Mishnah, how did we open it? We said b'shora muad shehemes. So it's mashma that this only applies by a muad and not by a tam. So lema masnisin lo k'Rabbi Akiva. So let's say the Mishnah is not like. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because we learn as follows. It's not. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Tam Shechaval Ba'adam, Mishalamim B'Mosar, Nezek Shalem. That Rabbi Akiva holds that even a short Tam that does damage, he pays Nezek Shalem. Now, the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Akiva because the Mishnah is talking about only by a short Amuad. In other words, and obviously by the idea of either killing the shor or the fixed fine of 30 shekel for killing the eved, that is only by a shor amud, because the Torah says that's dealing with a shor amud. The point is, the last halacha in the Mishnah where we say that if the shor does damage but doesn't kill either an eved or a ben chorin, he pays nezek shalem, that's not like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva says even a tam pays nezek shalem, not only a muad. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tema Rabbi Kiva. No, Huadin Dafilu Tam Nami. Maybe the seifa of the Mishnah, where we're talking about damaging, could also really be talking about a short tam. The Aydi Tekaboy, Lemisne Seifa, Hamis Eved, Hamis Ben Chorin. But no, because the seifa, meaning really the middle case of the Mishnah, where we talk about where if the Shar kills a person, or if the Shar kills a ben chorin, what did we say? We said that it's no sin shavya, because that halacha only applies to b'muadu b'mishkachas la b'tam la mishkachas la by a tam. That halacha doesn't apply. It only applies by a muad. Mishamachik tani muad. Because of that, we say that the whole Mishnah is talking about a muad. But lav dafka, that the last case where we're talking about nezek shalem is against Rabbi Kiva. Maybe that's even like Rabbi Kiva. The reason that we talk dafka about a shor muad is because the halachos of where the shor kills somebody only applies by a muad and not by a tam. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the last Mishnah on the page, God willing, tomorrow.